It was being recorded.
Okay, your picture is frozen.
I guess we are. What now?
I hear you. I hear you. But your picture is frozen. Oh, now you're moving. Now you're moving.
Very strong. Okay. Let's begin. We'll see how it goes. If it's just frustrating for you, let me know. I'll try and change location elsewhere in the house. At the moment, it's okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
At the moment, it's running, yes.
Okay, so let's go. We wanted to look at the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, we started looking at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin yesterday. Oh, Rav Nachum, you still have a problem with your sound thing?
No, it should work today.
Oh. We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Although, okay. Kuf Samach Zayin Sif.
Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes Vov.
One more time. We read some of them.
Okay, and can you hear, can you see?
Yes, both.
Oh, say, I can see.
Yeah, let me just, it's a bit bright, the background.
It's very angelic. Well,
not too angelic.
There's just that silver cupboard in the background. Is that a bit blinding, a bit blurring?
It's okay, it's not worrying.
It's all right. It's okay.
No. We're very holy here, Ramah Gimel. Right.
That's a nice right. Back. That's a nice background.
Yeah.
Look at all those Sfarim.
Especially ordered wallpaper. Right. Is it working? Is it frozen again?
No. No, you're okay.
Right now it's working.
Okay, on mine it froze. Okay, but let's try. We're going to try one more time. If it doesn't work, maybe we'll try and do it tomorrow or next week. Let's begin straight away. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we're being recorded. Yes. Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes Vav. Ein ha-masubin rashoim litoim ad sheyitoim ha-boitzea. The masubin, the participants in the meal, are not allowed to taste anything until the boitzea has had his slice. Now remember, we saw yesterday different possible qualifications of that rule. What are the exceptions to that rule? So you remember one opinion said that if the boitzea has handed everybody their slice of bread, so that basically is giving them the green light. So therefore they can go ahead and eat their slice even if the boitzea has not yet eaten his. That was one possible opinion in Tosfos. Another possible opinion in Tosfos is that this whole rule does not apply at all if everybody has their own slice, their own bread, or their own cup of kiddush. So let's see which opinion we go with. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eina Masubin Rashoim Litoim Ad Sheyitoim Haboitzea. Says the Ramah, Avol Muta Loseis Lekol Echad Chalkoi. You are allowed to give everybody their slice of bread, Koidem Sheyechal Hu, before he himself has eaten. Now look what he says. V'heim yamtinu. But then they need to wait ad sheyoichal hu, until he has eaten. So you see clearly in this Ramah that we do not hold of the Sar Mikutzi. What did the Sar Mikutzi tell us? That once I've given out the slices, that is the green light to go ahead. The Ramah has clearly told me that we do not paskan that. Because what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said quite clearly that even if you've given out the slices, you're allowed to give out the slices, but then they've got to wait for you. So he doesn't hold of that. Says the Shulchan Aruch in continuation, Ve'im kol echad oichel miki koroi. If everybody is eating from their own slice of bread, ve'ein, or their own roll.
Yeah, their own loaf. Yeah, their own loaf. They have to have, each one has to have a shalom, right?
Right. Well, only on Shabbos. But this shulchan is talking about even on weekday. Ve'ein kulam zekukim lekikar shebiyad habitzea, such that they are not all dependent on the loaf of bread which is in the hands of the one making a bracha, because they all have their own. Then, even though they are being yotze with his bracha, but rashoim litoim koidem, then they are allowed to go and eat first. So you see quite clearly that which teretz of Tosfos is the Shulchan Aruch going with? He's not going with the Sar Mikutzi, who says that once the Beitzea has given out bread to everybody, that is now the green light. Rather, he is going with the other teretz of Tosfos. It depends on, are you all eating my bread, or does everybody have their own bread? If everybody has their own bread, so I will make the bracha, and then everybody can tuck in as they see fit. They do not have to wait for me. But if I'm going to be the one distributing the breads, so albeit I am allowed to distribute it before I myself eat, but once they get their slice, they have to wait patiently until I have my first bite. Now, Rabbi Eliyahu David, you mentioned about Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah. We will see that in a moment in the rest of the Shulchan Aruch. But let's, for the moment, see the Mishnah Berurah.
No, I was just talking about whether each person had to have his own shalom. I guess he doesn't have to have a shalom. He just has to have something sitting there at the time that the Botzea makes his bracha.
Right.
It can be a slice. It can be a whole roll, whatever.
Right. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, I involve Ein Hamasubin. What are we talking about? Kesheyotsu bebirkas haboitzea. We're obviously all talking about when everybody's being yotze with one bracha of the boitzea. For I'm a prima godim, shemetzade, the prima godim leans in the direction of saying, dafilu imloi nischavein lotzeis bebirkasei, even if I'm sitting there with no kavona to be yotze with the bracha of the boitzea, the kol echo mevorech la'atzmoi. Nonetheless, kiven shekulom zekukim lekikoroi shel haboitzea, because at the end of the day, everybody needs the bread of the boitzea, in the case where there is only one loaf of bread to go around, ein miderech hakovoid litoim koidem sheyitoim hu. Now this Mishnah Berurah is very important and very revealing. Firstly, he's telling you a chidush lahalocha in the name of the prima godin. The reason why I have to wait for the boitzea, what has he told you, is not because I'm reliant on his bracha, but rather because I'm reliant on his bread. So even if I'm not reliant on his bracha, even if for whatever reason I don't want to be reliant on his bracha, I want to make my own bracha, that makes no difference. The very fact that I'm reliant on his bread, because I don't have my own, that itself means I've got to wait for him. That is a tremendous chiddush lahalacha. But we are learning something else from over here. Do you remember yesterday we asked, which is, I guess, the central question in this whole halacha, and that is, what is the basis for this whole halacha? Why do I ever have to wait for the Boitzea? I'm learning from this Mishnah Berurah two words. Derech kovod. That's the answer. Derech kovod, which means technically it's not actually a halachic principle. Rather, it's a rule, very important rule, in midos tovos. It's not considered mi derech kovod if I'm relying on somebody else's bread for me to tuck into his bread before he himself has had a chance to have a bite. So for this Mishnah Berurah is a critical Mishnah Berurah. We have just now learned two things from this Mishnah Berurah. The underlying reason behind this whole halacha, and that is because of kovod. Number two, the kovod is because I'm relying on his bread, not because I'm relying on his bracha.
Is it bread mamish, or if we're sitting down and we're just having chicken, is it I should wait till he eats his chicken first?
Yeah, Lechera, you would be right, because we saw in Tosfos that the same would apply to drinking as well. Tosfos did have one tzad right in the beginning, but that doesn't seem to be mentioned by Halacha. We'll see if Mishnah Berurah makes any mention of it. The Tosfos did have one tzad that maybe there's a distinction between eating and drinking. But if it's not, we don't go with that, then the assumption for the moment, we'll see whether this holds true, is that we're not making a distinction between eating, drinking, what type of food, it makes no difference. We'll see if that's true. For the moment, that is my assumption, but I don't know that it's true. In other words, you're really asking, what happens if it's not a piece of bread, but there's one piece of cake or chicken? So I make a bracha, shehakol nibidvore, or as we've just learned, maybe everybody's making a bracha, but I'm slicing a piece for myself, a piece for everybody else. So maybe also I have to wait for the Boitzea. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it only applies to bread. I don't know. We'll have to see.
And just one word, is the Boitzea the Balabayas, or is the Boitzea just anyone who's at the table?
So essentially, it's not necessarily the Balabayas, but yes, you are right. Normally, the Balabayas is Boitzea. That we saw in the previous Gemara, that the Balabayas should be Boitzea, because he distributes pieces ba'ayin yofe, with a generous portion. Ayin zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, rasho'im litoim. What does it mean they're not allowed to taste? Tahainu, what does that mean? Sheyirtsu lachtoich min hakika shel ha-boitzea. They might want to take the slice from the bread of the boitzea, the litoim, and to taste it koidem loy, and to taste it before him, then that is not allowed. Avol muta, says the Mishnah Berurah, ayin ches, when the Mishnah Berurah says you are allowed to distribute the pieces. Ve'ein b'zeh hafsoka, the kol zeh soirech su'udahu. So Mishnah Berurah is telling you that if you're a Beitzei, and by the way, this is very negel, Friday night, or Shabbos morning. This is, I guess, the one time of the week where we really do practice this halacha. One person makes a bracha and we distribute it to everybody. Do I have to distribute the challah only after I've eaten a bite from my own, or can I do so beforehand? So Miramar, and Mishnah Berurah is explaining, says quite clearly, I do not need to have a taste from my slice first. I can quite happily and legitimately cut all the slices of bread. I will cut 10 slices of bread and I will distribute them and then eat from mine. Albeit that those receiving their slice will have to wait for me, wait for the Boitzea, but I am allowed to do it and it's not considered a hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Tes, l'kol echot chelkoi. So everybody will receive their chelek, but then they'll have to wait. V'him yamtinu. Milechoil, we have to wait from eating ad sheyitoim hu tchilo, until he tastes his slice first. Now, look at this, Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu nosan lohem beferush rishus lezem. What happens if I give you rishus? If I've said to you quite clearly, I hereby give you permission to begin before me. So what would we have said in Svara? That it should be okay. Why should it be okay? because the whole reason that you had to wait is because of COVID.
Yeah.
I have decided to waive the COVID. So l'chayra, that's my privilege to do so. And after that, you don't have to wait anymore. Says the Mishabura, no. Yesh oimrim, gam kein deloy mahani. It does not help. I cannot, for whatever reason, forfeit my COVID. So yes, I am, according to the Ramah, we'll soon see whether this is halacha l'maisa, I am allowed to distribute the challah to everybody before I myself have tasted, but they have to wait for me, even if I've given them permission to go first. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Das HaTaz, however, is different. The Das HaTaz be'inyan zeh, the Ein Kedai la'boitzeach sheyechalek l'kol echod chalkoi. Says the Taz, it's not worth it. Don't distribute everybody else's piece of bread, because what are they going to do with it? They can't eat it because they've got to wait for me. Acharei, since she'enom rasho'im litoim mehem, because after all, they're not allowed to taste from their slice ad she'yitoim hu t'chilo. So therefore, im kein nechshav loy hadovor. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is considered a hefsek. Bein habrocha la'achila. If I'm making a brocha and I'm about to eat my piece of bread, why am I busy distributing everybody else's piece of bread when they can't even eat it? And therefore, ele yiro'e litoim koidem va'achakach yichalik l'kol echod mehem. V'chein kosav, what does Shin Aleph stand for? Shar Achreinim. So Rabbi Yisrael, this is very important. Rav Nachman, you're on mute, hope that's okay with you. So the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, not like what it says in the Ramah. Rabbi Yisrael, we need to know this. The Mishnah Berurah is bringing in the name of the Taz, and he says Shar Achreinim as well, that we do not pasken like the Ramah. And we hold that you should not distribute everybody else's bread before you've tasted from yours. Why not? Because it is considered a hefsek. Why is it considered a hefsek? Because seeing as they themselves are not allowed to taste from the bread yet, why not? Because they've got to wait for me. So therefore, this is at the moment a pointless exercise. Remember, very, very important principle. Whenever I make a bracha on food, essentially I should eat that food straight away and not interrupt and do anything else in between, even if it's not talking. Are you allowed, for example, to make a bracha on an apple and before you have a bunch of apple, you want to now close the door? No, you should not. Because the closing of the door is not relevant to the eating. It's not letzoyrech the suda. It's not letzoyrech the suda. Says the Taz, if you're going to distribute your challah to people who are not allowed to eat it now, then I'm afraid to say that's not called letzoyrech hasuda. That is a totally pointless exercise. What are you giving them challah? They can't do anything with it. That's like going to make a phone call, going to open the door. That's nothing to do with the achila. So Rabbi Yisai, this is now, we can finally say, halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, Friday night, Shabbos day, whenever it may be, if you have other people around the table, you make the brocha, slice one slice, have a bite from that slice, and then deal with everybody else. But if you deal with everybody's slice and they will have to wait for you, according to Taz, that's considered a hafsik. Very important halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Pei, that if everybody's being oichel meki kore, they all have their own slice. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'yesh l'kol echod mehem kikar sholein b'fnei atzmoi, and each one of them has a litoim af al pi shem yoytzim kulam bebirkas hamavarech. Even though they are all being yoytze with my brocha, it doesn't matter. As we've already seen, the brocha is not the critical factor. What is the critical factor? Are they relying on my bread? Not are they relying on my brocha. Are they relying on my bread? And if they all have their own bread, then they're not relying on my bread. So therefore, they can quite happily tuck into their bread, and that's not considered a lack of kavod. Now look back into the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try and finish this sif now. Says the Shulchan Aruch at the end, Ve'im hu Shabbos. Everything we've been discussing until now is talking about the weekday. What happens if it will be Shabbos? Sorech sheyehei lifnei hamasubin lechem mishnah. Chutz mima shelifnei haboitzeah. Rabbi Yehuda David, this is relevant to what you were saying before. We said that on a weekday, everybody is going to have a bread in front of them. Now, on the weekday, there is no halacha of sholim. There is no halacha of lechem mishnah. So in order for them to be able to taste before me, what must they have in front of them? Any piece of bread. But on Shabbos, you've got to have Lecha Mishnah. And if you've got to have Lecha Mishnah, so I tell all the people around the table, I say, listen, it's your choice. If you want to be Yotzei with my Lecha Mishnah, well then you're going to have to wait to eat your slice before I do. So what are you going to say? No, we have no patience. Give us our own bread. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't have to wait for you. I don't mind giving you your own bread, but you need Lecha Mishnah then. So on Shabbos, this halacha alters slightly. And it will not suffice just for them to have a piece of bread or even a whole loaf in front of them. We've got to have a whole Lecha Mishnah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Va'oz. You rashoim litoim kodem haboitzer, and then, and only then, only if they actually have an entire lecha mishnah themselves, then they would be able to taste before I do. Says the Mishnah Brura, pay base. The im hu shabbat. By the way, is the internet connection better today? Now?
Yes, yes, it is a little better.
Definitely, definitely.
It's all clear now. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The im hu shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vohu Adin Yom Tov. The same would apply if it would be Yom Tov, where also there is Aloch of Lecha Mishnah. Sorech Shiehei, then we've got to be makbid that everybody has their Lecha Mishnah. Why? De'im ein lefnei kol echod me'amasubin Lecha Mishnah. Because if the participants do not all have their own Lecha Mishnah, so at the end of the day, they are relying on my bread. Why are they relying on my bread? Because without mine, they don't have Lecha Mishnah. On a regular Friday night, in a normal circumstance, when the Baal HaBayis makes a bracha on Lecha Mishnah, there's no problem that everybody else doesn't have a Lecha Mishnah. Why is it no problem? Because they're all relying on my Lecha Mishnah, which is perfectly valid. Ah, but if you're relying on my Lecha Mishnah, then I'm afraid to say you're going to have to wait for me. But if you want to not wait for me, then you've got to have your own Lecha Mishnah. And that's what the Mishnah Brura says. If they all do not have their own Lecha Mishnah, then Harehem Srichim Lismoich Ala Boitzeah. Then once again, they are being reliant on the Boitzeah. Sheyesh Lefonov Lecha Mishnah. He is the only one who has in front of him Lecha Mishnah. V'litoim me'oisoi lechem. And they all need to taste from that bread. V'einom rashoim litoim. Therefore, they will not be able to taste Kodem Loi before him. And that is the end of that Shulchan Aruch. So this is very, very important, and it's extremely Negei Halacha L'maisa, in particular, the Halacha that we mentioned before, and that is when you are distributing your challah to a number of people, according to the Ramah, you may distribute to all of them, even before you have tasted from your slice, albeit they will have to wait for you, but the Halacha L'maisa is not that way. The Mishnah Brura brings some Mataz and other Achrayim that no, that's considered a hefsek. Why is it considered a hefsek? Because how can you consider it letzayir chasuda if at the end of the day they can't even eat? They can't even eat it. They're not allowed to eat. Therefore, the halacha quite clearly is you should have a slice, have a bite, and then you can finally cut and distribute for everybody else. Okay, I see we still have a few minutes left, so let's now go back into the Gemara and see one or two more lines. We're on the Gemara of Mem Zayin Omed Aleph. The first word on the line is Raboy. First word on the line is Raboy. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Mamtinim Ze Leze B'Ka'ora, Shloisha Ein Mamtinin.
That's strange.
Now Rashi does not say anything, but if you have the Shulchan Aruch still open in front of you, look again in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin, 170, Seif Beis. These all halachas of Dvarim Hanoyagim Besuda. Says the Shulchan Aruch, have you got it? In Siman Kuf Ayin 170, Sif Beis.
Yes.
Naim Mamtinim Ze Eze B'Ka'ara. Literally translated, two people should wait for each other in the bowl. What does that mean? Sheke Sheho Echod Mesalek Yodoy Min HaKa'ara. The Ka'ara, by the way, is like the central bowl from which everybody is taking their portion. One person takes from there. Then this is an Indian of courtesy, of manners, although I can't say that I've seen people do this, that he has to then now wait, stop eating until I finished my drinking. The two don't need to wait for the one. That's very similar to halachas we've seen in Zimun. Look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud Beis. Zeh v'hu shelo yehei shehiyasan harbe. Not if this requires, you've got to wait for a long time. V'shelo yafsik b'divrei sicha. Lishto is v'hu adin l'dover acher. So this is a very interesting halacha. It means whilst two people are sitting together, whilst one of them now puts his food down and has a drink, mi'ikra din, kumsa shulchan aruch, based on the Gemara, I should now be waiting whilst I eat. I should not be eating whilst you are drinking. I'm not sure why. Apparently, this is considered an act of derech eretz. If, however, there are three people eating, and one of them is having a drink, we don't expect two of them to stop their eating in favor of the one. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I hope, Be'ezus Hashem, by next week, unless you prefer this background, I'll be back into my room and hopefully with the internet resurrected once again.
Well, we find our learning is better if we have a better background.
Okay, but it was clear now the last few minutes?
Yes, great.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. Great.
Very good.
Have a great
Shabbos. All the best.